Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. You guys, I never get to start the podcast, but today I'm starting it. It's Jen.
It's Jess.
It's Fat Mascara's special 420 episode, man.
Got a black lights going on. Got the black light posters.
And we're really high.
On life.
Yeah, we're not high. Don't worry about it. But we are going to talk about marijuana and CBD products specifically, because CBD is having a huge moment in beauty.
Huge.
And we're going to have a learning session together, if you will.
Okay.
After that, Bobby Brown, our two-time podcast guest.
The only two-timer, I think.
Really? That's right.
Yeah.
She has a new company, Evolution 18. I just went to the event. I'm going to fill you guys in. It's a wellness company. And our last topic today, Cica Bombs. You've probably seen these popping up more and more. We're going to get into a little of the history of what they are and what they do.
And our guest, oh my gosh, we have been graced with the presence of Garrett Muntz, senior fashion editor for GQ and grooming director for GQ. I don't know if I'm dressed appropriately.
We're going to talk gender segregation in beauty, men's grooming. It's like a boys' club today.
So, Jen, you and I are on the same page a lot with a lot of, you know, trends, products, love it, love it, love it. But there's been one topic where I've been a little bit of a fuss putt. I've had my arms crossed, a little bit of a believe it when I see it mentality. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the weed. We've got to talk about the drugs.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the drugs. CBD having this huge moment, but I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
Yeah, I get why you're not convinced. There's a lot of hype surrounding this product, right? It's ingredient, really.
I think, and I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to let you take it away. I think that there may be something to it. So I don't want people like listening being like, but Jess, you know, they say, I know they say, and some people may be right. I feel about this like as if I were a chemist or someone who just was a little bit like a little bit of a cynic at this point. Nikita Wilson, the cosmetic chemist, said this. Jeff Janeski, who is my fiance, by this time we're listening to this, hopefully we've been married, hopefully nothing happened. But like,
he's also a scientific director.
You know, sometimes people get a little carried away with the marketing. I have not heard of a cooler or sexier story.
Right.
In years. So when I hear 15 new CBD brands have popped up and 45 emails have come in, I have to think three of them are good.
Right. And you have your skeptic hat on.
Yeah, but I also don't know enough about the science, so fill me in.
So I did a lot of research on this, talked to some experts. I've been following it for a while because I wanted to do a story on it like years ago when I was at Prevention Magazine, and there just wasn't enough good science at the time.
You were token early.
I was token early. I was an early adopter.
Early adopter.
Yeah. But at that time, there weren't a lot of studies on it. And that's still the case because it's hard to study like a drug.
So why is this happening now?
So now there have been some new studies into it. But basically, just so you guys know, there is the marijuana plant and the hemp plant, right? There are two different strains of the – well, there's indica and sativa. It's very complicated. But basically, hemp and marijuana are the same plant. And hemp has been bred to have like usage as ropes and things like that. So it's very low in THC, which is the psychoactive. Marijuana is higher in THC and also higher in some of the other cannabinoids.
So like if Body Shop, because I remember being a kid and being like, oh, cool, let's get the hemp hand lotion. Yeah. And it looked like a, you know, badass. The hemp plant is not, you can't get high necessarily off the hemp plant.
You might be able to. I think it's like lower than 3%. It's not what people smoke.
But they're, okay, so they're not like farms.
Right,
with Body
and
Shop.
Legally in the U.S., you can grow that because it's used for industrial uses, rope. The oil is like, obviously has flavonoids and all that good stuff.
Okay.
It's just a regular oil.
Got it.
What we're talking about is an oil that is either derived from marijuana or from hemp, depends.
Got it.
Which is a cannabinoid. So there's like 80 of them in this plant. One of them is THC that everybody knows. That's the one that has the psychoactive properties. That also has some good benefits topically. But CBD is the one that has been studied the most topically, in addition to this one called PEA. But let's just stick with CBD.
Okay, yeah, this is getting too funkadelic.
CBD is cannabidiol. I've been practicing saying it. Basically, what the studies say in the dermatologic uses, I think we shouldn't get into the whole like, oh, it's anti-anxiety when you take it orally or whatever.
Yeah, that's another show.
Topically, it has lots of benefits proven with white papers from different universities and everything. But the main ones are that it helps with inflammation.
Okay.
Pain. It's been used a lot for topical, like to help with arthritis.
Okay.
And then in conjunction with other cannabinoids that are extracted from the same plant, it can help with contact dermatitis, atopic dermatitis, eczema, even melanomas, which I feel like is where the interwebs takes it to be like, oh my God, it's cancer curing. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
But the products that you're seeing now, they're like all over Instagram. A lot of them come from Colorado just because it has like a nice marketing story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those have the CBD oil and you can use them topically.
And those can hopefully help with all the things you mentioned.
The
like
only
the
ones
calming.
That are really, yeah. But I think a lot of people also realize, well, if it's helping with inflammation and pain and all this, it probably helps with inflammatory skin diseases and rashes and redness and rosacea. None of that has really been studied as much.
Do you think that the buzz around CBD is because it's actually superior to like all of the great ingredients we have now, like oatmeal, you know, the kind of water that's in like Avène's products, which we know are fabulous for, you know, irritated skin.
Yeah.
Or do you think this is just, you know, and I say this without attitude, do you think it's just like another great option?
Well, I think it could be potentially something more, as do some of the authors of this paper in the Journal of American Academy of Dermatology, because it could be extracted in a high enough dosage to have a drug effect. So as you know, there's some over-the-counter drugs that are used for acne, like salicylic acid and benzoyl peroxide. I feel like if this is studied more, that could end up being at that level of effectiveness for conditions like that.
Well, that would be fabulous, and I would be all about CBD. I would say, let's make it legal.
But also they're trying to like study it for cancer, skin cancers, other things like that. For now, yes, it's a trendy ingredient.
Yeah.
But from personal use,
what do you think?
I have tried a couple of these CBD oils. I just found out as I was doing my research, there was one. I was like, this one is the one that actually works. I've been using it on like my knee pain, more of like a body lotion for pain.
Yeah.
It's called Lord Jones Body Lotion.
Mm-hmm.
I found out it also has THC. I didn't realize that. So I looked into it some more, and they think sometimes in combination they work even more effectively.
So, like, did you get buzzed?
No, they're not sure the molecule can get all the way into your bloodstream.
Okay.
I definitely didn't feel buzzed, but I felt more of that anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving sensation. And that's like sort of me being a blind tester because I didn't know it had THC.
Right, right, right.
I was like, why is this CBD lotion so much better than all the other ones?
This is great. I mean, there's so much potential. Like, it could be, this could really help people with, you know, like severe chronic pain.
Yeah. For now, like, do you need anti-aging serum with CBD? No. But if you have like localized joint pain, oh my God, I sound like a commercial.
Right no, now. No, but seriously, like, you know, people with fibromyalgia, people with like lupus.
Yeah.
People, you know, like they're so.
This is definitely something you should look into. Apothecana Calming Body Oil. They sell that one at Cap Beauty. That's another good one that I've tried. That one does not have THC, so you can get it in all of the states. Whereas if it contains THC, obviously, I think it's only like 29 states you could get it in. But obviously, this is a big topic. We can revisit again. Yeah. I'm sure you guys are going to have lots of comments for us.
Yeah.
But Jess, maybe now you're going to pass the joint.
take a hit. I will take a hit of the beauty CBD, and I don't have to inhale. Sunday morning, Jen.
Tell me.
I had my, well, we know that this is not approved, but I had my Diet Coke and my New York Times.
I thought you made the switch to like probiotic kombucha.
I'm drinking less Diet Coke, but I actually did drink probiotic kombucha the other day, but you're going to laugh. I shook it up because I forgot that it's carbonated and I opened it and I was all casual. I was having this like deep conversation with my friend and I opened it and just went like, shh. And she's like, why'd you shake it?
Because like, my health is blowing up in my face.
But she was wondering like why I was shaking it. And she was like, everyone knows it's carbonated. I'm like, I'm a kombucha newbie. Anyway, I was drinking my Diet Coke, drinking and reading the New York Times. Bobby Brown, full page, you know, style section, all about things that you guys heard about a long time ago. She's doing her, you know, hotel makeover, but she's also really going full speed ahead on wellness. You just went to her event the other day, right?
Yeah. And her website launched, 2 weeks ago, justbobby.com, which is like a whole goopy kind of website. So she's doing the editorial thing.
But she was goop before.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, she's always been into wellness. But the event I went to was for Evolution 18.
So what is that?
It's a wellness company she started. For now, there were four products. There was two collagen powders, supplemental powders, like a chocolate and a vanilla, a probiotic supplement, and then like a skin, hair, nails kind of supplement.
Okay.
And I talked to Bobby. We caught up.
So what'd she have to say? Like what were the vibes you were getting?
The vibes were like, remember when I told you guys on Fat Mascara I was doing this? Yeah. Now I'm really doing it. She's actually launching it on QVC. I think it launches today. It might be April 20th. Anyway, late April.
Okay.
Just so she can directly sell and then they'll expand from there because it's a story she wants to tell. And do I think they're revolutionary products? Like, no, I've seen these types of products. Of course, Bobby's the best saleswoman in the world. So she was like, I have the best collagen. I have the best probiotic. Mm-hmm. You know, all that. Well, of course, the marketing is like on point, like super chic. I don't know. I feel like people trust her as a wellness authority.
You know, you said they weren't revolutionary, but I think that's the thing. And if you guys read the article, we'll put a link on the blog. She is so about being, whether or not, like, you know, you don't get to be, you know, Bobby Brown by being like, oh, just keep it simple. You know, basic, even though that's her thing she said. I think she even said on the podcast, I keep it simple. Yeah. Always keep it simple. She's a really clever person. But she, when she started her makeup line, it was like, just keep it simple. Like, you know, the nude lipsticks. People don't need 85 different colors and 20 pan palettes. You know, she went to shoot with Bruce Weber and she like took basically all the makeup off. And she was like, people just want like clean skin. They don't want to look like 80s Glamazon. And with this, you mentioned like the simple products. I didn't think of it like that. But she is not going to come out there with like a 12 SKU line and confuse the hell out of America on QVC. She's like, there's something called collagen powder. Maybe you've seen it. This is the best one.
Yeah,
done and dusted.
She did the edit for us.
Exactly.
This is the woman who brought, what was it, 10 lipsticks when she launched?
Exactly. 10 and like shades that you are not going to feel weird wearing to work.
She even revisited again like how she's like, I'm so glad I'm doing it this way and I don't have to deal with corporate America. Because as she was telling us, they wanted to expand into more products and more products and she didn't feel comfortable
She didn't
with
believe
that.
In like, I'm making this product up. Maybe she loves this kind of product, but like a contour set or, you know, like mascara that lasts for like 45 hours.
Or having 40 different kinds of mascara.
Exactly.
So I think that's what she's trying to do for the wellness world, which truly kind of needs it because it's confusing space.
Jade eggs, like like massaging your like whatever. Like it is confusing. I mean, the wellness space, I'm interested in it, but I'm also a little bit repelled by a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I think she is like a voice of clarity. She's not 23 years old talking about yoga and like, you know, she's a real person.
Yeah. The products are good too. So I actually tried them.
So what was the one that you liked?
Well, they used the chocolate collagen powder to make muffins. And I was sort of like, isn't baking this ruining it? Whatever. Yeah. They tasted delicious. But because of Whitney Bowe, who we had on a couple weeks ago, I gave the probiotic supplement a try.
Okay. How was that? Is it a pill or is it
capsules,
chewy?
Capsules. Yeah. Okay. Just like capsules. No burps afterwards. Easy to go down, whatever. I truly, guys, this is the least scientific experiment ever. I only tried it for one day. So it did make a difference, though, in a positive way for me, which was I was a little backed up that week.
I understand.
It happens. It got things moving real well. Not in an aggressive sense.
No. It wasn't like a bridesmaids moment.
No, just in a nice Dr. Oz approved kind of movement, if you know what I mean.
Beautiful.
And so I took it in the morning, and that evening I got home and I was like, okay, thanks, Bobby Brown. Oh my God, her name's
now,
Bobby Brown.
Now that I think is the endorsement she's been looking for.
I honestly feel like if she were here, she wouldn't be mad at me saying that. And I'm sure that's not the only benefit of probiotics, as we learned two weeks ago. But they're well done. And I'm going to buy a whole bottle of the pills, to be perfectly honest.
No, she's really like, she is a pioneer in the space. And I have a feeling like after she's done with this, it's going to be something else. So yeah,
keep an eye on
it. Yeah, really cool. Guys, we're going to talk about something that we've just been seeing across our desks, on the counters, and it's like, I feel like it just kind of came out of nowhere. Cica bombs.
Cica bombs.
Cica bombs.
C-I-C-A.
But it didn't really come out of nowhere.
Absolutely not.
Came out of Asia.
That's right. This is another one of those stories of the beauty industry making a whole new exciting trend from something that's been around forever.
Forever. It's like as old as water. It really actually like almost is.
Well, the name Cica is a shorthand for Centella Asiatica.
Centella Asiatica. You can tell all your friends
Centella
that.
Centella Asiatica. If you say it fast enough, it turns into Cica. Cica. Cica bombs.
It's a plant. It's an annual plant. It grows in India, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, and other parts of Asia. And tigers, guys, you know I love cats. I love big cats too. When they got a wound, they would roll around in this plant. It's like a tiger grass.
It's called tiger grass.
Tiger grass.
Sometimes, yeah.
Maybe it's called tiger grass because they like to roll around it. I don't know, but I can't speak to that. But they like roll around in it. And when they're wounded, whether, you know, from like a hunter or like a fight, whatever, it actually heals their wounds. Cats are so smart. I just need to reiterate that. And the beauty industry picked up on this.
Well, yeah. Actually, it's been used since ancient times in homemade preparations for healing.
Right. It's not like L'Oreal picked up on it before all the people from the townspeople just didn't realize what was going
on. And so earlier in the 20th century, you would see a lot in French pharmacies, Cica bombs. For example, La Roche-Posay's is like a really famous one. That one's literally called Cica Balm. Uriage is another French brand. They have Cica Gel. Embryolisse, which we see backstage a lot, they have Cicalisse, which is the same thing. And then Bioderma also makes a Cica Balm. So they were like a French pharmacy secret for a while. But you want to know why you're hearing about them now?
Why?
Take a guess, Jess Matlin.
K-Beauty?
Yes. This happens a lot with like ingredients and products. The Korean beauty industry finds a great idea somewhere in the world and then they manage to do it and do it a lot better. And they give it a good name or they repackage it.
They make it very like cute and like marketable. They're very good at that.
And then, you know,
K-beauty.
And then women in Korea, obviously, when they go for something, the trend is huge because everybody goes for it at once.
Yeah.
So they made Cica bombs in Korea after they were made in France. And they've been around for a while, too. There's been Adopalm has one. Prem. I never know how to say that. It's P:REM. They have Cica Pro.
We could just say Prem.
But then in the last year, coming to the U.S., you've got Innisfree and Iope. Those are both Amore Pacific-owned brands. And even Dr. Jart has one now. And they tend to be cleaner formulas than the French ones. You know how, like, French products, they love putting fragrance in there, you know?
I don't mind a little fragrance. I'm the outlier there. Actually, after my Clear and Brilliant treatments, I did go for a round two.
I was thinking your skin looked really
Thank you. Spotless. Well, I've still got a lot of freckles, but that's just my skin type. But after Clear and Brilliant round one and two, Dr. Zeichner gave me the Chicoplast. Sorry, I keep on calling it Chica. That's
you're
my,
Italian. It's the Italian.
Chica. Chicoplast Bomb 5. That's the one that Jen mentioned first. I guess I'm one of like the pioneer ones.
The La Roche-Posay one, yeah.
Sorry, La Roche-Posay.
That one doesn't have fragrance either.
No, it doesn't have fragrance. And actually, it's safe enough to use on babies. And it spreads, but it doesn't spread as clean as like maybe your favorite light hydrating like moisturizer. It is a little thick, but I actually like that. It's like a balm. It seals it in.
Like bacitracin, but not without all that like greasy bacitracin kind of feeling.
It has anti-inflammatory properties, which is why he recommended it to me. It has actually has some antioxidant properties, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's just good at like really helping, like, you know, like wound healing.
Yeah.
So
like you're a tiger who just got in a fight, Jess. Yeah.
I actually would recommend this. You know, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but you know, I know a lot of listeners are really into a lot of peels right now.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. It's a great idea.
Use this as a post, like I want to say post-op, mm-hmm. post procedure at home. If you're doing your exfoliate, your baby facial, your whatever, it's you, even using like a little like brush or loofah, whatever the hell you're doing to your face, put this on after and your skin will be glowing.
Yeah, it's actually, and that one is $15 and it's on the lower end of the prices for this because the Dr. Jart one's like $48.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
Thank you.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara. Little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. So give it a try. Yeah. Just know that this has been around for a while and you heard it on Fat Mascara.
Guys, we've got Garrett Muntz here. I'm not sure if you know who Garrett is, but he came in wearing the most fabulous suit. Maybe because he's the... what is his title? Spit it out, Jess. Maybe because he is the senior fashion editor and grooming director at GQ. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Cue the crowds, like, roaring. Welcome.
Like, how does anyone even look at you without, like... checking their nose hairs, straightening their shirt buttons, making sure nothing's askew. That's a very intimidating. You're intimidating to be around.
I don't know about that. I mean, I guess
you're being modest.
People, I mean, I do get a lot of like, well, what do you think about like what I'm wearing or how, you know, how's my haircut? Like, right,
that's when loaded. Someone
first meets me, and you're right, it's a loaded question because it's like, how do you answer that? You know,
but you're thinking something, right?
Of course, always.
Do you think they're like being like, you know, like sadomasochistic or more like masochistic because they want to be told like they suck and they want to get better?
I mean, I'm sure you guys deal with this too. It's kind of like when you're a doctor and everyone wants to know, like, can you look at this mole? Like, and tell me what, if you know, it's like that. It's like people want, they simultaneously want your advice, but they also like are being self-deprecating, but they also want the validation. It's like very, yeah. It's a very weird kind of layered experience.
I always go with like, well, what do you think of like, do you have any issues with it? Like put it back on them.
Oh, totally.
Because wow. Usually there's one specific thing the person like wants help with and you have to get to that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My favorite thing lately is to say like, well, you know, we all have our own personal tastes.
Oh! That's sharp.
That's not neutral. It's like, it's a look.
Well, it's also like, you know, that's only if they like needle me, you know, like I'll always be like, oh, I love your shirt or what a great color or whatever. But then if they press me, then I kind of like the claws come out a little bit.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. It's very clear from your writing, just from like the first time I met you, you really love grooming. Like, this isn't like, oh, they, you know, they threw the grooming duties onto you, like you're a fashion person, but they're like, hey, can you write about like this new aftershave? And, you know, I feel like in men's magazines, like men's media, grooming has been kind of like this little tiny add-on. You love it.
I do. I really, really love it. The funny thing about grooming is that guys aren't usually that experimental, right? It's more of a utility kind of idea. Mm-hmm. But there's some of us out there that just love to like try stuff.
So was there, I mean, we know it's clear you were really into hair, but was there like a product when you were younger that like was like your gateway product? Was there something that like you saw like from a family member, or like was there like a guy that you're like, holy cow, like this guy has amazing style. I don't have to be like utilitarian about my look. Like an idol or something?
I don't, that's a really funny question because I've never actually thought about that. My family, the men in my family are quite the opposite of me in terms of like what they consider grooming.
But something had to kind of like click. Something had to have made you think like there's another way to be.
It's true. You know, I think it, for me, it was mostly looking at like TV and magazines. I was always a magazine kid and I would like buy every magazine ever and just like cut it up, tear the like the pages out, keep them under my bed in a box. And like at one point I had this huge wall in my room and I just collaged the entire surface of the wall. I was just always obsessed with imagery and celebrities and all that stuff. And I think that for me, growing up in Charlotte at a time where like I didn't have a lot of like people like me that I really knew firsthand, I was like always looking outward, you know, mm-hmm. and I was looking at other stuff and I was trying to explore and kind of find my own stuff.
Because this was pre-YouTube days, people.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Like no YouTube, barely mm-hmm. even any yeah. internet, yeah. you know.
And then what do you think, you mentioned that like a lot of guys, they see it as like utility. They're not thinking about, you know, could I go Faria today, you know?
Right.
Why do you think that is? That's kind of a big question. But just from talking to so many people who are asking you questions, is there like something that is like a thread throughout everyone? Is that, are they afraid or is it just like
ignorance?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that guys, what I found in my current position is that guys really want permission to talk about grooming. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, a lot of it is, you could say it's like societal standards. You could say it's generational. You could say it's, you know, efficiency. Most guys don't want to spend the time it takes to do a lot of this stuff. Like they don't want to spend hours in a salon getting colored. They don't want to, like, you know, even for me, like I don't want to spend time putting on body lotion. I mean, it's such a vast question, right? Because I think that women grow up with the other side of the coin, which is like they're inundated by beauty and magazines and beauty standards and products and all this stuff. And men are the opposite. They don't really have a lot of resources to, like, even if you want to know about skincare or hair care or whatever, there's traditionally not a lot of outlets.
Like when
that.
You were learning to shave, right? Because I feel like that's probably a lot of guys' introduction to the whole grooming thing.
Uh-huh.
Who taught you to shave? And didn't they say, hey, maybe when you're done, throw on some moisturizer?
I taught myself how to shave.
Okay.
And then I...
This feels like a Home Alone, like, moment.
Basically. But then the way that I actually learned how to shave is from the original Queer Eye.
One of my questions is about Queer Eye, but go ahead, tell us.
Because it came out when I was like a freshman in college.
Perfect timing.
So I had been shaving.
To become an adult and learn things.
Totally. And I have been shaving for probably a couple years by then, right? But I'm not the kind of kid that had to start shaving when he was like 12, luckily. Mm-hmm. But I remember very distinctly like those shots that seem to happen every episode of that original series where they would be watching the guy on the hidden camera when he was getting ready by himself, mm-hmm. and they would all start screaming when he went against the grain.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there being like, I should never shave against the grain ever again. And that was really what... Totally. I was like, what if they're watching me right now? So that was really when I learned how to like shave, right?
Yeah.
Does that Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, did it feel weird at the time to watch that show? Does it feel antiquated now? And what do you think of the reboot?
It didn't feel weird at the time because I was really interested in all of that stuff anyway. Sure. And also, like, truthfully, I watched it a lot because my mom loved it, and it was something to talk to her about when I called home on, like, Sundays from college. I think I haven't watched it since it aired.
New one or go back
no,
to, like,
the old one?
I know. I feel like they'd be very dated.
Well, the thing that I remember
metrosexual was, like, a term?
Well, that was one thing is, like, you know, you hear that term now, and it feels so old-fashioned. We don't even use that term anymore, and I think... Luckily, we don't use it
because
I think it was very isolationist and weird. But like, I think that, you know, I would imagine going back to that show now would feel very dated because it's like not as realistic in terms of the expectations as the new one is.
And this podcast, like, you start to talk about beauty products, but then, like, real shit mm-hmm. comes out and people mm-hmm. open up. Is yeah. that the case with men? Is it, like, an entree to talk about deeper stuff ever? Or is it really just, like, product and utilitarian, like you said before?
I think it can be, for sure. I mean, I think there's a couple of different things. I think that men, you know, like I said, they want permission to talk about it. So when you give them permission, yeah. it's like the floodgates open, you know?
Do you think that once, like, you know, I feel like we're in this, like, permission to talk about it stage, but mm-hmm. do you think, like, the next level is that, you know, not that men's magazines are going to be, like, super confessional, yeah, you know, like, weep stories, but I think things like, you know, acne, mm-hmm. hair loss, being too skinny, being too heavy, like, all these things, like, they're so emotional, but I never see this stuff talked about within the scope of men's grooming. And that's not like a neg on men's media or men's editors. It's like, I just don't know if, like, are we ready to go there in the same way that women's magazines, women's media has.
Totally. I think it's all about opening up the conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've run a few stories that I think are really kind of starting that. I remember a while back there was a big feature on male anorexia. Mm-hmm. And we recently did a story a little over a year ago, about concealer. And it was a first-person essay by this guy, Sean Hotchkiss, who is a great writer and used to work at GQ. And he basically said, I struggle with, you know, cystic acne my entire life. And I tried all these different things, and until I stole my girlfriend's concealer and used it, I never felt okay walking out of my house.
Wow.
And I thought that was a really good, because I get asked a lot, like, how are you guys going to deal with male makeup? And I'm like, well, you know, for us now at this moment in time, I think it should be framed as a solution to a problem and not like a
color enhancement.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that a guy is going to start. No, I don't think the average GQ reader is going to start buying like an eyeshadow palette, yeah. right? But realistically, like, they could be using a concealer, they could use a BB cream, they could use all this different stuff. But only if they're only going to reach for it if they feel like it's going to solve a problem.
So how the concealer thing is nice. Kind of way to segue into this, like, how, you know, I think of, maybe I'm traditionalist, but I do think, like, there is, like, a men's grooming category, but then I also know, I've spoken to some people who think, like, there is no men's grooming, women's grooming, maybe that they just want to sell a product that is unisex. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the gender fluid beauty conversation happening, how do you kind of reconcile, like, you know, I cover men's grooming, mm-hmm. you know, what's your stance on this?
Well, my personal point of view is that products themselves don't have a gender, right?
Right.
The gender that's attributed to them is through marketing and packaging and usually fragrance, mm-hmm. right? So I think we, as beauty editors, we do see that there are a lot more genderless products coming out. There are things that, you know, I think that, and on the other side of that as well, I think that the reason that men's behaviors when it comes to grooming are traditionally so hard to track is because they're using
the products of
the women in their lives.
So, like, the sales numbers might not reflect the concealer trend for guys.
Right. They might not. They're not buying it themselves.
They tend to be more. There's actually the opposite of a pink tax, right? Because I feel mm-hmm. like men's concealer costs more, like Tom Ford and all the brands that do a men's concealer.
Totally.
There's no, like, CoverGirl version of that.
They're more like luxury forward thinking.
Right.
Do you find that?
I mean, I honestly, to be quite frank, I don't usually pay that much attention to women's makeup at all.
But you agree there's something called women's makeup?
For sure.
Okay. Like, I just want to know, like,
what's
going on here? Because, like, I do believe, like, makeup and products, they're for everyone. Anyone, I can use an, you know, Axe body spray mm-hmm. and, like, smell great and I feel great about it. But I wonder if, you know, in the end, there won't be any, like, you know, in 20 years.
Like, toys are moving in that direction, sort of. They're trying to, like, not have the pink aisle and the blue aisle.
Right. I mean, I do think eventually we'll probably get there. You know, I think that it's great that, like, cover girl has a cover boy, all that, that whole conversation is happening in a very public space. Understanding that the divide is not so strict as we probably once thought it was. Mm-hmm. I do think that the whole four men product thing is probably more, I mean, it probably started as more of a marketing thing to get guys to use products, right? Mm-hmm. And so,
well, they need to use products.
Of course they do.
God.
I mean, so many guys. I thought of you guys because I had a really funny experience over the weekend at my husband's family's Passover dinner. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes into this because it's very much a like generational thing, right? So we're sitting at this big table and I was on one side and I kind of stayed out of it because I wanted to observe what was happening. And on one corner of the table was this group of cousins, like guy cousins who are around my age, like early 30s, you know, and they're like your average guy, right? They're not, you know, they obviously don't care about grooming. They, you know, all that stuff. On the other side was their dad, who's like 65, maybe even 70. Mm-hmm. And the younger guys were talking about using Biore pore strips. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh my God, this thing, like you put it on like your nose and you take it off and you look at it and it has all this schmutz in it and blah, 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 blah. And the dad was like, what? Like, what is that? What are you talking about? And he was like, oh, it's this thing you put on your nose. And the dad goes, that's not very manly. Mm-hmm. And the son was like, he was like, whatever.
Like, but he didn't care, like, that his
he
dad...
He didn't care at all.
Did we have a teaching moment there?
I was just like, this is really interesting, because
This isn't your family, by the way.
No, this is... Well, it's like my... Through marriage.
So what do you think? Like, what are your, you know...
I just think that...
Dr. Munz.
I mean, I look at guys like my dad, who are now dealing with a lot of issues that could have been solved if they had, for instance, worn sunscreen.
So women from a certain era as well might have expectations on men, right, and that might lead into it.
Totally.
So maybe, you know, older gentlemen just want to go there, but like think, what will my wife say?
Right. That's a really good point. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's so interesting, though, because you look at that, you know, generation, right? And they have these very distinct ideas of what is masculine, what's like, you know, what's feminine. But then... I think maybe it's because of, like, we have more information now. Maybe we're more used to talking about things like this. But I think as we see, like, the millennial generation, of which I'm probably on the older part, like, get older, like, they actually do care about this stuff.
Yeah.
And they know more about it. They're like, oh, yeah, I've heard my entire life that I should be wearing sunscreen, so I wear sunscreen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we just did this story on GQ.com about best anti-aging products for men, and it was like it outperformed what we thought it would, and people were like loving it.
Do you think that it's because they're working age, they want to look like viable, they want to look like, you know, they don't want to look old, they don't want to age out?
I think that's a big part of it. I think for the older guys, like I would say
older, I mean like 40s. I'm not talking about like, you know, 80-year-old men.
Totally. I mean, whenever I've talked to any sort of like dermatologist or plastic surgeon about men getting fillers or Botox or anything like that, of which I'm a huge fan, mm-hmm. They said that most of the guys that come to them to ask for that stuff, they want it to kind of like get an edge in the workplace or the boardroom, where they're like, they're salesmen and they're worried about
their face. I heard about that from Men's Journal. All the sales guys were the first proponents of Botox.
Totally. And it's like, you know, that is something that guys worry about, you know, and they probably always have, but now they have resources to help themselves feel mm-hmm. better about it or change it or whatever they want. So I think it's like, it's a big thing. And also as you see these kids growing up and this idea of always being camera ready, and selfies and all of that stuff, I think that they're going to, I think those are the ones that are going to push it even further with the makeup, the concealer, whatever.
What you're talking about is a lot of, you know, it's a lot of pressure and it's a lot of like men's grooming, the side effects maybe not for the better. But one brand that I think is doing an incredible job of, you know, using their powers for good is Axe. I'm really inspired by what they've done. They're using their image, which was so like bro-ish and so, you know,
how to get the girl.
You know, frat boy and, you know, just so they've completely turned it around. And now it's about opening up the conversation to so many guys. We'll put a link on the blog, but I haven't been this excited about a grooming campaign in so long. It's like Find Your Magic, and it's all different kinds of guys, like skinny redheaded guys, guys that look like Napoleon Dynamite, guys that look like Adrian Brody with like the huge nose but are like super hot. What did you think about that ad? I'd love to ask someone in your space.
I think it's great. Did you know that Axe is the number one men's fragrance brand in the world?
I don't doubt it. They're all over the place.
I think it's great. I mean, what I noticed from them is like, I think that we have the disadvantage of like remembering when Axe first came out and remembering that first campaign and that first kind of point of view.
For those who don't remember, they sprayed it down their pants on their crotch.
And it was
very sexual.
It was very like pickup artist-y, you know? And now I think that they've understood that in order to be for all guys, they have to broaden the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just like what we're seeing in the women's beauty space too. It's like this like kind of like, we want to be conscious of all skin tones and sizes and all that stuff. And I think that the guys want that too. And guys want to see themselves represented in campaigns and photos just as much as women do.
Yeah.
What are some of the other brands that you think are doing a good job marketing to men right now? And by marketing, I mean like fulfilling their needs, not just like selling them something they don't need.
Well, I am super
crazy. Going in a suit. What is he pulling out?
I made some notes.
I feel like he's like at the Oscars. He just like opened up his like lapel. Oh, it's long.
I
love it.
I want to know your personal favorites too, but just in general, what brands have stood out to you?
I mean, I think that this whole like hyper masculine brown and blue, wood grain, wood chopping, lumberjack vibe is so old-fashioned.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what I think a lot of people think of when they think of, like, men's products, right? Mm-hmm. It's like...
like Duluth Trading Company.
Yeah, and, like, it all smells like pine and, like, you know, all that stuff. So I'm, like, really into brands like Rudy's, which is a hairline. They have a whole thing of shops that's out of Portland. Seattle.
Yeah.
Bird hair care, which is really cool. They started in California and everything is very surfy.
Yeah.
And like the packaging is like yellow and black, and their hair care also. I think brands like Ursa Major and Baxter are both really cool.
Oh, so many guys I know love Baxter.
I love Baxter.
That's been around for a while too.
It has. It was bought recently by L'Oreal.
To
my knowledge, is the only like men's brand that L'Oreal has. Just like Lab Series is the only one that Estee Lauder has.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like only, like they actually develop for men.
Right.
That kind of thing is to me more modern because it's obviously a men's product, right? Like they go heavy in shaving. They go heavy in kind of like formulating for a guy's skin, quote unquote.
Right.
But it's not like I feel like I need to be in a log cabin chopping wood in order to use it.
Because that's where I see you.
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah.
Now, I just took a peek at this. I love this brand.
Do you?
Me too. Boy smells.
Boy smells.
I know you guys love candles.
You are really paying attention, sir.
Well, I'm a candle freak, too.
We're not editing a word of your episode. It's going to be 2 hours
long.
This
is so freaking... this is like better than the Oscar gift bags. This is outrageous.
Oh, thank you.
We have a new favorite guest award, and it goes to Garrett Muntz, the senior fashion editor and grooming director of GQ. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This was a blast.
This is too much. Thank you. It's time to raise the wand, and Jen, you seem awfully excited about yours. What is it?
It is Vamp Stamp Vink Eyeliner Ink. I don't know about this name, with a registered trademark, Vink, like a wink, but with a V. You guys know how I feel about the liquid eyeliner.
It's tricky.
Love it, but you can't go in with fear. I often go in with fear. I start, then there's like a big one, and I got to restart and whatever. And I always use the felt tip pen, but I know that the angled brush and like a gel liner looks better, crisper line, lasts longer, but I still have trouble doing it. So I recently tried this. You get the little pot, but it's not a gel liquid liner. It's almost like a stamp pad
Okay.
Loaded with like this rich inky black.
Okay.
And then you get the nice little stiff angled brush.
Wow.
And you just sort of stamp the brush into the little compact.
So it's a brush like almost like a quill, like an old timey.
Yeah, a little bit. And then because it's so evenly distributed on the bristles, it doesn't like drag a little. Like sometimes I love Bobbi Brown's gel black eyeliner.
Yeah.
But like if you have a little clump extra, it'll like skip a beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're effed, you know? Yeah. So this has a really smooth line and I just use it and I stamp almost the outer corner out like a little mm-hmm. angle and then I drag it back inwards and make it nice and even. I know this company's known for their actual stamps. I tried that. It doesn't work. I don't know. My eyes are not the shape.
This is not the original
vamp stamp. No, this is for someone who's like wants to do their own painting of it. So it's called Vink, V-I-N-K. But it's only $20 and you get the liner and the brush and it's a really good brush. I feel like for a beginner to liquid black eyeliner, this might be the way to go.
Okay. I'm actually going to try that because I like liquid liner, but I've never found something that I'm like, this is the one. You know?
Maybe this will be your one.
Okay.
What are you raising a wand to?
I am raising a wand to Erin's Rose Day Lotion and Multicolor. This is a product I've never seen before.
Hand it over.
It is of Day Lotion, which is just, it's a lotion that doesn't have SPF. So let's just call it what it is. It's a lotion. Jen, you're confused. You've just opened it up and you're confused. On the cap of the lotion, well, it's a nice gold cap. It's this nice rosy cream. I like the smell. You have to like roast like this product.
Yes.
But and that you flip open the cap and there's like a tawny sheer brown. And that is this just like, it's like a little bronzer and you can just pat it on your cheeks.
So you use the tube has a face lotion.
Sorry, thank you. The tube
and the cap pops open and it has little tint.
It has a little tint.
Okay.
And the tint is universally flattering, and I'm not saying that in just like a beauty editor way. Like it really will like go on. Like it's so sheer. Like you could see this, Jen. Just vouch for me. It's so sheer. It will look rosier on some people. It will look like just shimmer if you have a deeper complexion. It'll just add a little luminosity if you have a deeper tone.
Yeah, it's like
tone.
A nice dewy finish to
nice
it.
Nice dewy finish. You know how we talked about a few weeks ago, like, do you ever go out without makeup? And I was like, yeah, sometimes I don't feel finished. I don't feel myself. This is that perfect step. Sometimes when I leave out the house in the morning to like run an errand, and I'm not putting on a full face of makeup, I put this on. I put sunscreen over, of course.
You put both the lotion and the tint.
I put the lotion on.
All over.
Then I put sunscreen because, unfortunately, this doesn't have an SPF. Erin, are you hearing
Erin
me?
Lauder, you hear
yes.
that?
Yes, I know you're listening. And then I put the tint on because mm-hmm. it's just all in one tube, cheek, lip, and then I even put a little bit in the crease of my eyes just so we have a monochromatic thing happening. Bam, I'm out the door. I run my errands. I come back. I don't feel like, you know, like a hausfrau, and I come back and I feel completely polished, and then I add makeup on top.
That's a cute product.
It's a great product. It
and
is
good for
pricey.
Travel, like.
Yeah, it's $55. This is a luxury product. Who's kidding who? But it's really, really nice. It's a nice treat.
Okay, raise a wand.
Raise a wand. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.